BLP Radio.
Can you tell me what's your name, your instrument, and where do you come from?
My name is Maya. I come from Georgia, and I'm a singer playing as a second instrument saxophone.
Hey, my name is Luciano. I'm from Chile. I play the violin.
My name is Max. I play flute and sing, and I'm from Germany, Denmark.
And can you tell us where you are today? If you don't remember the name of the place, you can just describe, like, was it for young people, old people? Was it a school? What kind of a... Yeah, and if you remember the name of the town, that would be great, but it's...
It was like a kind of a school, I think. And we play in a kind of gym with toys for kids, and that's it.
I think it was a community place. I can imagine, like, of gatherings and a big room of with a full many places, and we had several people middle-aged. So middle-aged. We had very few people. But they were middle-aged.
What tunes did you play, and how did you arrange these for a small concert?
We play From Chile, Tus Ojitos, by La Banda Congreso, and also play a traditional song from Georgia, Nardanina. Could you help me with the other names, please? I don't remember the name of the final Swedish song. And two Swedish traditional music, Slangs Polska, and the other one I don't remember the name, if you can help me, Max.
It was La-di-da-di-da. It's just a simple song.
Yeah.
It was to fill the end and to still have something to do with people, something short and fun.
We had 2 hours preparation time before we left to the place, and we made like a little set list from the songs that we learned during the last days. And then we asked for a guitar because we didn't have a harmony instrument, and we decided, like, I mean, we learned, for instance, this Georgian song in several voices, so it was good that we were three, then we could show all the voices. And then the last decision was super spontaneous because we found out we had left a little bit more time and people were interested to listen more. They wanted to listen more, and Max had an idea to do this last Swedish polka, and they really loved it.
Yeah, and it was a really interesting exercise because I didn't know the tune, so we show a little bit about how the people in the ethno actually learn the music, in a way.
Did anything funny or random happen? Sometimes there can be a good moment in these concerts.
We taught a slang polska dance to the people, which was very new to them. But it was a small group, it was actually just six people, five people. And I felt a bit bad just sitting there and having them listen. So I thought, yeah, this could be a fun little thing to make them do and enjoy a bit. Yeah.
How was it playing in a small group after spending 1 week in a big group of 20 musicians?
I think it was, in a way, super nice to have... We were talking about, like, making decisions in a smaller group. It was way much easier, and everybody had enough space to express himself or herself. On the other side, there were instruments missing in the arrangements because we got used to this full sound, I guess, and now it was cozy and nice, but different, but also in a nice way.
It feel a little bit empty. Yeah. the music, but and also the three of us play melodic instruments, so we need to solve something, but we ask for a guitar and we can manage.
Yeah, it's the same, I guess. Being part of a big orchestra, you really feel the group, the individualism, or the individual person gets lost a little bit, but then going down to a trio, that's you and two people. It's a very different thing.
So could you describe the whole experience in three words?
For all of us, I think we agreed on challenging, exciting, and spontaneous.
BLP Radio. BLP.